The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised by everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Cardinal Basil Hume, he was the Archbishop of the Diocese of Westminster. I always chuckle about that. I asked a friend of mine when we were going to school, why isn't it the Diocese of London? Well, he was from the Diocese of Westminster. He said, well, we're not allowed to call it that, but the diocesan boundaries are all the same. All right, go figure. Cardinal Hume was appointed Archbishop in 1976 by Pope Paul. Hume was an incredible man. He took some courageous stands. There was a great strength about him, and at the same time, a great gentleness. He was notified that he was to be Archbishop in the monastery. He was abbot, and they were having dinner. And in typical, understated English fashion, reportedly remarked, I do not think that I shall enjoy the rest of this meal. In 1999, April of 99, he was diagnosed with inoperable cancer, and he died later that summer. After his diagnosis, he was chatting with a friend of his, and he said, if only I could start all over again, I would be a better monk. I would be a better abbot. I would be a better bishop. But then, perhaps it is better that when I die, I do not say to God, thank you for being such a good monk, abbot, bishop. Rather, that I come before God empty-handed and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. For if I appear before God empty-handed, then I'm able to receive the gift that he has to offer me. This is the gospel that was used for Cardinal Hume's funeral. And the wisdom of the tax collector is knowing that no matter how good we think we are, no matter how much good we think we do, all of us have to appear before God empty-handed. He has a much better gift prepared for us. And if our arms are always full of the stuff that we're showing God and showing others, all that stuff of how good we are, well, then that leaves very, very little room for the great gift that God has to offer us.